You're listening to the audio production of She's Still There, Audio Bible Studies by Crystal Evans Hurst, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, She's Still There includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
Early in my 20s, I was just graduating from college. I'd gotten a degree I was proud of. I'd gotten a job I was proud of. I was making money I was proud of. I was so excited to start off my life, but I'll tell you that it didn't take very long before I realized that my life with that great job, it wasn't so great after all. I didn't like that job at all. And day after day, week after week, month after month, I was growing very frustrated quickly. Very overwhelmed that I was going somewhere every day that was kind of draining me. And I was praying and asking God, hey, can you get me out of this? Can you show me what to do differently? Can you give me a new direction? Give me a new plan? And nothing was really happening. So day after day, I kept going to work. And one day, as I was headed home from work, driving down the tollway in Dallas, Texas, I got to the last toll booth. And as I put my 50 cents in the machine so that I could pass through, I found myself with tears pouring down my face. And I was crying out to God, asking him to help me. I didn't know quite how to fix things. I didn't know how to shift direction. I just knew that I needed to hit the reset button. I wanted to pause life and start over. And in a fit of desperation, I asked God to break my legs. Yeah, like both of them. I had no idea how to fight for my life other than to just stop life altogether, find myself in a hospital bed with time to think. I'm so glad God didn't do that. He didn't blow up my car, mar my face, or put me in the hospital. But what I did learn during that season of my life is that it's okay when you have those moments. And it's okay also to know that you can stop and fight for your life. Have you ever wanted to hit the reset button? Well, today we're going to talk about exactly how you can do just that and fight for yours. Have you ever wanted to hit the reset button? Have you ever wanted to press pause on your life? Have you ever wanted to ask God for his help to start again? Maybe you've been in a situation like me where you just wanted help. Help for sorrow in your soul, help for sickness in your body, help to rectify something that's going on in your mind with your sanity or maybe even sin, the effects of sin in your life. Now, in my 20s, I'm sure I blew it all out of proportion, and I'm sure it really wasn't that bad, but I've had that situation happen for different reasons in my life since then. There'd be sickness in my home. God, are you serious? Is this happening right now? Financial situations with hospital bills. Are you serious? How am I supposed to pay all of that? Getting into an argument with my spouse. Are you kidding me? Did I get married for this? Having these kids. Are you serious? Are they going to behave like that and embarrass me in that way? Surely not. And I've had moments where I've asked God, how do I fix this? How do I get back to whatever my expectations were, whatever I hoped for? How do I get back to the life I imagined? And I don't know if you've ever had that experience, and maybe you haven't actually asked God to break your legs. Probably not. I'm probably the only weird one that's asked that question. But maybe you've asked God, how can I hit the reset button? How can I fix this? How can I fight for my life when you don't feel like you have any fight left? One of the first things that I always tell people when they say to me they feel lost in their lives or they're struggling to figure out what to do with their lives or they're just disappointed for their lives is I ask them, are you willing to fight? Because even if God changes things in your life miraculously tomorrow, you will run in the next day or the next week or the next month into another scenario that begs asking the same question. Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to cooperate with God in the work that he wants to do in your life that also requires your participation? What we tend to do is crumple into a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?